Today we'll be Ezra Hashem learning Daf Lamed Ches and Masech Des Avodah Zarah. Some of the topics we'll learn about include Hashlokos Asurin, food cooked by a non-Jew, otherwise known as Bishul Akum, is forbidden to be eaten. The Machlokes is regarding the reason for this Isser. The Gemara elaborates on the categories of Bishul Akum. Min Meichel, only certain foods were forbidden. Einu Nechel Chai, the food is not edible without Bishul, and Oila Al Shulchan Malachim, this type of food is served at luxurious meals. The machlokes is regarding dag malech. If a non-Jew salted a raw fish, and the salting caused the fish to become edible, but there was no bishul, is malicha included in the isur bishul akum? Kavana levashal. The non-Jew must have intention to cook the food, but if the akum singed an animal's head only to remove its hair or lit a fire to heat up a nail, and they thereby cooked the food is permitted. Bishul Yisrael. If both the Jew and non-Jew cooked one food, if the Jew's act alone would cause the food to become edible, the food is permitted. And only if the non-Jew both started and completed the cooking process, and the Yisrael's act had no effect in making the food edible, only then does the food become forbidden. The machlokes is regarding shtesa, a food made with the flour of wheat, barley, or lentil kernels that were oven-dried, whether there is a concern for yayin nesach, because the lentils, the akum, would add vinegar from stam yenon to remove their sweetness.